This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, Howard, diplomatic enough and savvy enough already in his early 20s to not make that mistake. He is the newest Steeler quarterback, six-round pick, part of a draft that's mostly getting rave reviews. Not from Mel Kiper Jr.
I think only one draft got a great review for him, the Browns. They took his guy.
Mel Kiper said the Steelers had the 27th ranked draft and said they will basically regret forever that they took a backup quarterback in Will Howard over Shedeur Sanders.
Also probably a backup quarterback.
Three shots at Sanders. They picked a running back with their second pick. They picked an edge rusher that they really didn't need with their third pick over Shedeur and waited
now, until three the things, after there's they two took things a I nose like in tackle. The country, and they both orange. Pumpkin pie, the Cleveland Browns. They took Shedeur Sanders. I love pumpkin pie. Just the filling, not the crust. Hydrogenated oil. The Mel stuff is its own story, man. There's a lot that could be said there. When you got people saying, are they finally going to can him because of how embarrassing he was on TV?
Yes, that's how I felt about it.
You weren't the only one, though, man. That was not a fringe opinion. There are people begging ESPN to fire him.
All right, here's the take. I think Will Howard's going to have a better NFL career than Shedeur Sanders.
I think they're both going to have about the same NFL career.
What the hell's that mean?
Like, best case, Chase Daniel. Like, just a career backup. I think this was a draft.
You don't see upside with Howard. I see plenty of upside.
Well, I know.
I see potential with a capital P with this guy.
I see.
And it's not because I've listened to 10,000 barbers and their take on it.
I was just going to say, I see a barber in the South Hills who won't stop calling him Big Ben 2.0. I think that the things that are positive about Will Howard are the kind of positives I like hearing about a sixth-round quarterback pick, which is, by any definition, pick 185 is a stab in the dark at anything. You might find Antonio Brown there. You might find Tom Brady around there in the draft. By and large, you're probably finding a guy that's fringe to make your roster.
Yep.
I like that he's a big athletic dude. They ran design runs for him at Ohio State. They weren't shy about putting him out there and letting him be physical. I like that the arm is an above average arm. I like that there are traits.
Better arm than Shedeur?
Yes, Shedeur had, I think, one of the...
Better arm than Kenny?
Yes, because okay, Shedeur and so Kenny are the same person. For the love of God, how many times do I have to say that on this show for people to get it through their thick skulls?
But you also said you wanted player. Shedeur in the second round, so you obviously don't think that he's absolutely going to be
polished.
Kenny.
I think he's more polished than Howard, for sure. The only thing that changed with my opinion on Shedeur was, obviously, I don't think anybody on the outside saw him falling as far as he did. Like, if somebody's going to say I had him going at pick 144 before the draft even started, God bless you. You're the only person in America. Clearly, the one thing we are not privy to, you and I can watch his tape. You and I can watch highlight cut-ups. You and I can read public interviews. Is how did he actually do some of these private closed-door situations? We can hear recaps or so-and-so is hearing. But as things got further down the line with him.
Yeah.
I started to say maybe they should stay away from him because he's going to get drafted this late. He's going to be drafted to be a backup. Mm-hmm. And you just wonder about the distraction factors. Is dad going to be mad? Is he going to be mad? Backup quarterbacks have to have a certain mentality.
I agree with you on that.
Like, that's what warned me off him. I still think he is a better prospect if you just stand them side by side than Will Howard, who has a better chance of being good. But I don't think either guy is going to be an impact player.
I agree with you on that. I just think this is not the right team to be making that argument. The team that's about to, that is still of the belief that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign here and is courting that drama cannot really say that their angle or their goal is to stay away from drama-filled players.
Well, it's not just stay away from drama. They could come back, and I don't feel great even making this argument, but it's factually true. They mm-hmm. can say one guy is drama-filled, although it could be more his dad that's the drama creator than anything at this point.
Yeah.
And he also has never played a snap of preseason, minicamp, or any other kind of NFL football.
Yep.
He's never meaningfully thrown an NFL football in anything other than screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy is the epicenter of his own drama, but has won 4 MVP awards, and they could, I'm not arguing in favor of this pony, but they could say the juice is worth the squeeze because we still think there's something.
They are saying that. Their actions suggest exactly
that. But that's an apples to oranges comp then, because one guy has done it at the highest level multiple times and has won a title, and the other guy literally has never set foot on an NFL field with an NFL team. So that's where the difference comes in. That's where I have to say, like, they can have their cake and eat it too.
I would have in real time drafted Sanders over both Caleb Johnson and Jack Sawyer. However, the fact that they got Will Howard in the sixth round makes me like the way it panned out or played out for them better.
Well, how could I said the same stuff you said. I said I would take Sanders at 83. I would definitely take him at 123. Watching him fall to where he did, how can you have to move off that opinion a little bit if a guy like Howard, who people were mocking in the third or fourth rounds, was there in the sixth. You have to react to the draft as it unfolds. And I think change or alter some of your previously held takes based on where guys you like get picked.
I understand that, but here's the thing about that. If I say that because Sanders dropped all the way to the fifth round, now I think he's going to suck as a quarterback, then I would have to say the same thing about Howard because he fell all the way to the sixth. And I don't feel that way about him. I think he has a chance to be good.
With this team's reputation for quarterback play?
Yes. So that's why I'm saying a chance. I'm not predicting it. The guy's a late bloomer. I think that some of the things Gruden said on that QB class episode, very compelling and persuasive to me. Now, we can say what we will about John and stuff away from football. I think his quarterback acumen's better than Tomlin's for sure. I mean, I don't think there's any debate there. And he sees promise in him. He was accurate. He completed over 70% of his passes at Ohio State. Really, at Kansas State, his whole bread and butter was being a running quarterback. That's what he did best there. And he got with a better play caller in Chip Kelly and much better weapons at wide receiver at Ohio State. And it took him about 9 or 10 games to really figure it out. But once he did in the biggest games, he was great. So I think that's definitely worth the shot in the sixth round. And I'm not ruling out that he's a starting quarterback one day for this team. I don't think it's impossible. I think he could be their answer.
What's likelier right this second, that he's their starting quarterback of the future or that whoever they're going to take next year is their starting quarterback of the future? Because they're going to take somebody.
Probably next year, but I think at some point this season, Will Howard is going to get a shot to show them that he could be their quarterback of the future. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play all 17 games if and when he signs.
Well, I mean, if I were Will Howard, I would just be trying to figure out a way that I could be good enough in camp with what limited reps I would get that I could somehow convince them to make me the backup. I doubt that will happen. They probably are very comfortable with Mason in that role. But I would be trying like hell because of what it would show them that I want to win that job, that I'm coming for that number two job. I mean, I'll go back to what I said. I think Shedeur Sanders, like, the things that he does do well are easier to identify and project. Like, he's pretty accurate. If he's in the pocket and he's protected, I think, you know, short to intermediate throws, the ball will be on target. And I think that makes him a safer player. They took, though, athletically speaking, more of a home run swing and did it in the sixth round. Like, how could I be obstinate and say, I can't believe they didn't draft Sanders with all these opportunities, when I think he and Will Howard are not all that dissimilar as far as like their NFL futures. I'd rather have more fungible players in the rounds leading up to the sixth than take Sanders and leave a guy on the board that you otherwise wouldn't have. Like, now the way it shook out, do I love Caleb Johnson? Not necessarily. It just gives me a little bit of a Najee flashback.
Mm-hmm.
Size and like lack of breakaway speed. I have now, of course, been lectured by every Steelers fan on Twitter that he is nothing like Najee Harris.
Even though Nick Saban said otherwise, but that's okay.
Nah, what does Nick know? He went to Kent State. Oh, wait, my wife did too. So
did Jack Lambert.
Joke.
We don't want to say mean things
about
him.
No. But I guess my overarching point is, now that I know that Sanders went so far, hey, I could question Caleb Johnson's fit and do I want a more breakaway style running back, but they still got him. They got Sawyer, who does feel, God, I hate saying this because I laugh when people do. I'm not going to make the old joke about he feels like a Pittsburgh Steeler. He looks like a steal as far as where they drafted him relative to, and they didn't need him, relative to where he was.
Depending on what happens with TJ Watt.
Relative to where he was projected to go, that is an absolute steal. And I, again, cannot say I wish they'd have drafted Sanders in retrospect.
I think Sanders is going to be a bust because of the team that picked him and the situation they have. They already have, and this is why I'm just stunned by the amount of people. I mean, Kuiper, I understand because he was pot committed to Sanders. But the amount of people outside of, like, the Sanders is God, he's going to be a great quarterback community who are giving the Browns rave reviews, they created a problem right off the bat by taking another quarterback in this draft ahead of Sanders.
Well, I don't see, that's where I think, like, if you're going to tell me that the dysfunctionality of the organization is the problem, I'm going to agree, because I think Stefanski knows way more about quarterback play than Tomlin
does. But that just creates a whole quagmire right off the bat.
It does, and that's why they showed Andrew Berry looking like the dog at had ate his homework, because Jimmy Haslam clearly said, pick this guy.
Because Sanders could reasonably maybe look at Flacco at 40 and look at Kenny Pickett and say, maybe there's a scenario in which they like me more than both of those guys. He can't do that with Gabriel because they took Gabriel before him.
He knows that the GM and the head coach liked Dylan Gabriel more, and I think we can all reasonably infer that the owner wanted them to draft him at that point.